Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And hello, I'm Rob. Feifei, why were you in the cafe with the boss earlier?
Was I?
Come on, I saw you having lunch with the boss. Nobody ever has lunch with him.
Okay, I admit it. I was having lunch with the boss. What's wrong with that?
Well, we all know there's a promotion in the department on offer, and you are obviously trying to curry favour with the boss so that you get the job. Honestly.
Hold on. I can assure you I was not having curry with the boss. It was just a sandwich.
Feifei, if you curry favour with someone, you are not eating curry. It means you're trying to get someone, the boss, to like you or even give you something. Something like a promotion.
I was not. But I like the expression.
OK, well, let's hear some examples of people currying favour with someone else.
I know what you're up to. You're trying to curry favour with the manager by telling her what a great job she's doing.
The company tried to curry favour with its employees by giving them all a pay rise.
He's trying to get free tickets to the gig by currying favour with the tour manager. It won't work.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the phrase to curry favour with someone, which means to try and get someone to like you or give you something.
Another way of saying it is you're trying to keep in with someone.
It's all a bit false, Rob. Trying to make someone like you, which is why I was not trying to curry favour with the boss.
You won't get that promotion anyway.
We were actually talking about you.
Oh, yes.
He wanted my advice on whether he should give the promotion to you.
To me? Well, come on then, what did he say?
You'll need to curry favour with me if you want to know that.
How about dinner? I know a nice little curry house just round the corner.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.